following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, you've only got one shot to truly wow her. That's why I only order from 1-800-Flowers.com. You should too. Don't settle for less. It's Valentine's. She's special. 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the highest quality roses backed by their 100% smile guarantee. Listen, take my advice. Sending flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com is a great, fast way to show your wife or your girlfriend how much you care. This week only, they have an exclusive offer for my listeners. Order a dozen roses from 1-800-Flowers.com and get six additional roses with a vase, only $29.99. Plus, for just 10 bucks more, make it two dozen roses and a box of chocolates. These are the lowest prices of the season. You gotta order now. Make the best impression for Valentine. Order today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and make...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Good and Jim Langan on this first day of February. Happy February, everyone. Happy February, James.
You too.
It's Super Bowl Eve, and Jay Rood, Vice President of the Race and Sportsbook for all of MGM, Mirage, the Mandalay Bay, all their corporations. He is going to join us in the second half of the show today. Brian Munson of Big Red Report for our TNL recruiting report and update coming up later on this hour as well. But that is what's coming up. We've got hockey going on tonight for the Storm on the road. We've got plenty of conference basketball tournaments continuing through the area here on ESPN and on Classic Hits with the Fort Kearney and the Lou Platte. Some exciting games last night and hopefully some more tonight. Also, Lopers, Broncos, Huskers all in action. And we make our official Super Bowl prediction later on in the program today. But it's one of those moments. I'm sitting here yesterday getting ready for sports, doing my thing, getting some audio cut up, finding some stories. And you're watching the doors open. You don't know what everybody else is doing here in the radio station. And just like it was one of those moments where I went, oh! As I'm watching Phil Mickelson putt for a 59 yesterday at the Phoenix Open and that ball go around the entire cup and then just sit there in an agonizing moment in when you're going for history. It doesn't matter. Jimmy, it doesn't matter if you're trying to win a high school's first conference title or if you're somebody as accomplished as Tiger or Phil or Wayne Gretzky or any of these guys. When you get a chance to do something you've never done, it's one of those real tense, if it's that close, punch in the gut type of moments. It just gives you that outward reaction like that. It wasn't like I just watched and went, oh. I mean, I just went, oh, at the top of my lungs. Of course, they're used to that around here.
You know, what's interesting about that putt is the fact that, you know, he still had a great round. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's quite not like the 300 in bowling. You know what I mean? I mean, the 300 in bowling is the perfect, you know, and in golf, I mean, you know, get another stroke earlier, you get a 58. I mean, you know, I mean,
there's perfection's never been attained.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to shoot an 18 out there, you know, let's be honest about it. But, which would be a nice score.
Yeah,
but,
putt.
You know, I don't know, somebody might, you know.
I've never had an 18 on a hole.
Can we check? We'd like to check that scorecard again. Did anybody see you play that round? You know, yeah, right.
And he had his the whole thing is, even a professional golfer like that, they know what's going on. They realize they've got a chance to get there. I mean, Phil had two holes. There's so many guys that have to birdie the 17th to even have a chance in the 18th, and he just misses on the 17th, and he just misses on the 18th. But Phil Mickelson, kind of the story of the day yesterday. When there's a variety of different stories, not major stories. You got guys signing in Major League Baseball. You got some guys starting to retire from the NFL. Donald Driver announcing that yesterday. And you've got the Harbaugh brothers talking today for another press conference as they do it together today. But we're getting closer to the Super Bowl and, of course, coverage all weekend long here on ESPN Radio. Have you had a chance to look at what everybody loves, the proposition wagers for the Super Bowl? Again, let's face it, folks, this is mainstream media anymore. This is talked about. There is legalized gambling and there is illegalized gambling. Everybody's in an office pool. Everybody fills out an NCAA bracket that has any fun with sports. But you got to watch out for these prop bets because they really love to take your money, but they're fun.
You know, the thing I think is interesting, I see this one prop bet, you know, it's got the over-under for the first half at 23.5. And then they got the second half at 24, which adds up to 47.5. But the total over-under is 49.5. And I'm trying to figure out a way if I can just finagle this thing so I can get something. You know what I mean? I'm, hey, that's interesting. Oh, I like those. I like to do something where, you know, you can't lose.
Well, they're, you know. Yeah, that's what they do in Vegas, yeah, too. Yeah. Here's one that you guys can't lose on. Let me let you know. But it just depends where you look. Las Vegas Hilton, I saw they have 35 pages here at Mandalay Bay. They've got just about that many. They just do it a different way. And then, folks, be careful. There are some places, like if you get online, like to a Bovada, I mean, you can't bet what color the Gatorade is going to be in Vegas. Those are those special things that they have online. But you will get those quirky things. How long's the national anthem? And then they'll go to the halftime performance with Beyonce, you know. Will she lip sync? Will she have this certain celebrity on stage with her? Will Jay-Z be on there, her hubby? You know, all kinds of stuff like that for minimal action. But do you realize that last year, Jimmy, was the first time in 15 Super Bowls that the AFC won the coin toss?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It had been 14 in a row. Now, not calling heads all the time or tails all the time, but 14 in a row. And a good buddy of our show, who we refer to as number two fan, he takes heads every year, and he's on a roll. I believe it's been 4 years in a row that the coin has come up heads. I'm a tails guy. He is a heads guy.
You know, to me,
it's my turn, number two. Yeah. It's my turn.
You know, I guess it's a way to make money, but, you know, to me, this is almost like playing Keno when you're doing this. I mean, you're just playing a number. I mean, if you think you actually have something that you like, you know, if you had some inside information, I mean, you know, that really helps. You know, I last year, the kid from North Platte helped me out, the New England Patriot. Woodhead kid, yeah. You know, he scored the first touchdown for New England. Well, they went to him like four times in a row at the goal line. I mean, they ran it twice and he didn't get in. Then they throw it to him. You know, hey, you know, I had Woodhead to score the first touchdown in both. You know, the first touchdown of the game and then also the first touchdown for New England. But he did score a touchdown, which was kind of exciting anyway. You know, but so sometimes you just live in the right state. You know what I mean? And you hit a prop bet, you know, because you
not,
know
not
Danny
me.
Woodhead.
Not
yeah.
Me. No. I did have Devin Hester to score the first touchdown when he ran the kickback against the Indianapolis Colts. That's probably the best one that I was ever a part of. So that was fun. Super Bowl, pretty much like all the time, my predictions or investing back in the day, horrible. Horrible in the Super Bowl. My team hardly ever wins, and so that should be good news when I make my prediction here at the end of the show.
You know, they got this, and they got the player to score the last touchdown. You know, they got odds on that. The player to score the last touchdown. And bet number 3340 is 200-1. And that is no touchdown scored.
I'll tell you what, there are, if you're just looking to throw money away, there are a couple of those out there because, Jimmy, aren't these teams are offensive, but wouldn't you say this might be one of those Super Bowls where it might not be a very high-scoring game where something quirky could happen? Last year, something quirky did happen. The first score of the game was a safety when Tom Brady was called for intentional grounding in the end zone.
Yeah, wasn't that a call? Yeah. That was like a 800-1 or 80-1, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah,
80-1 on that. You know, the one thing I'm not – we did tell the viewers, though, to bet the over on the 85. You know, we said, hey, bet over. And it would have almost 100 points scored on that. Yeah. I don't really have anything, to be honest with you. I think they probably have this thing nailed pretty good. But if there's one thing that I think could happen, and I think you hit it, San Francisco's defense could bother Baltimore enough that they don't have a whole lot of offense. You know, I could see that happening, that Baltimore did not have a tremendous. That doesn't mean Baltimore's going to lose the game, but Baltimore, I don't think, has got that possibility of not having enough offense to get something generated. But that's the only thing I can see at all.
There's just so much fun things out there. I like getting a little something on who's going to score the first touchdown.
Oh, me too.
But, I mean, they break it down to how many yards will backup running backs have, how much over-under on the wide receivers, how much, you know, will there be, how many field goals in the game, how long the longest field goal is, how long the longest touchdown of the game is, will there be a rushing touchdown of under 2 yards in the football game. There's so much out there. But right now, folks, depending on where you look, the line is somewhere between 4 and 5. San Francisco favored. That really hasn't changed all that much. It has bounced back and forth between those two numbers. And that says 49.5. Another one I'm looking at says 47.5. So, and I know those sheets you're looking at, Jimmy, are from Tuesday or Wednesday from the Mandalay Bay as we prep to talk to Jay Rood today. If you've got any questions, any prop bet questions, any Super Bowl questions for when we talk to Jay later on in the program, all you have to do is Facebook us, tweet us, email us, call us. Let's start with the call. Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox for all your emails, Dent Popper, home of the armor lining, Doug and Daddy at ESPN. Superstation.com. That hasn't changed. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. And of course, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation is the Facebook. Let's just start right now. Let's kind of, everybody's going to get a chance to make a prediction. Producer Jeff, who we don't usually like to have speak on this program, but it is the Super Bowl. What is your Super Bowl prediction? Our segment one prediction from O'Neill, Nebraska native, home of John Hurley. Jeff Babel.
I'll take the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, damn. Got a score?
I picked the total to be 60, so some sort of combination there.
So like 35-25.
32-28.
Ooh, I like that even better. 32-28 says the Babes. How is your Super Bowl predicting in your young lifetime?
Last year I took the Patriots.
You like taking the favorites, though. And again, Jimmy, we know this. The younger they are, the more favorites they take. There's just, if you haven't been in the game, so to speak, for a long time, you love taking the favorites, and that's why college kids write home to mommy and daddy, well, mostly daddies, and dad, and we've all been there. So Baltimore it is to win the football game on Sunday. Jimmy and I will even get Randy. He's a normal contributor and co-host to give his prediction on the show today, so we'll get that as well. Brian Munson from Big Red Report is coming up. Going to talk a little Husker news. National Letter of Intent signing day is Wednesday. Where are we at with that? Jay Rood is going to join us as well from the from Big Red. I shouldn't be reading emails while I'm on and trying to talk. But Jay Rood from MGM in Las Vegas is going to join us as well. And, Jimmy, a tradition continues before I forget.
Okay.
There's a lot of things going on this weekend.
Okay.
The Nebraska bowling team will continue its season at the Prairie View A&M Invite held in Arlington, Texas. Competition begins today and Sunday at the newly renovated International Training and Research Center. It's the first of two tournaments in back-to-back weekends at that same facility for Nebraska. Head coach Bill Straub believes the team has practiced exceptionally well during some off time preparing for two highly competitive tournaments. The Huskers will face some stiff competition while in Arlington, and they face a stout 12-team field, including traditional powers Central Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Valparaiso. Nebraska bowling this weekend. Get the Marlboros ready. We'll be back with more Brian Munson from Big Red Report after this.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
More high school basketball action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament right here on ESPN, where Friday night it's boys semifinal action. Overton and Wilcox-Ildreth at 6:15, Elm Creek and Axtell at 8, with all four consolation and championship games Saturday. The Lou Platte Conference girls semifinals are Friday night on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic Wood River at 6:15, Centura Ravenna at 8. The Lou Platte Conference on Classic Hits 98.9, the Fort Kearney, right here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see breaks in the clouds at times today. Southwest winds increasing to 10 to 20 with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight we could see some snow showers develop, partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Going to talk a little Husker recruiting here in just a couple of moments. But want to get to a couple of other sports stories. Mentioned John Hurley. He is in the Phoenix Open and got off to a rough start yesterday. He was 3-over through three holes with a double bogey. He righted himself, moved up the leaderboard, had four birdies, got it to 1-under. Now with all those guys shooting 6 and 7, that's not the greatest of all time, but that's good enough until he double bogeyed the last, and that got him a 1-over par 72 as he begins his round today. Jimmy, I can't wait for you to get back in coaching. 73-year-old Bill Snyder has signed a 5-year deal with K-State.
He's going to win a few games, isn't he?
Are you going to coach again?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure of that?
No, I'm not positive, but it's going to have to be it's going to have to be a change of my lifestyle for sure, because right now I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing.
That's cool. Nebraska and Iowa petitioning the Big Ten so that they can play the day after Thanksgiving for the foreseeable future. What are you about Nebraska playing the day after Thanksgiving? Your thoughts? Like it? Don't like it? Wish they played on Saturday? Wish they played the next? You know, didn't? What do you think? Or do you even care?
Oh, I care. I just don't know if the Nebraska-Iowa game is quite like the Nebraska-Oklahoma game that you had. I mean, a lot of people have a tradition where they play that game, and there's a lot of tradition behind it. You know, I think it's Mississippi State. You know, for instance, there's some people, Texas A&M played for a long time on Thanksgiving night, I believe. But I could be wrong on that, but I thought the game. Yeah. You know, they play, and then Nebraska played Oklahoma on Thanksgiving Day. And, and what happened was when the two teams are starting to be ranked in the top 10, and, you know, I mean, and actually sometimes number one and number two, you know, that adds a lot to the game. And you look at Auburn and Alabama, you know, that thing, you know, when one team doesn't, you know, eventually make it a very competitive game. I mean, there was that one year, remember when Oklahoma was just god-awful, and Nebraska beat them like 67-14 or something, and had to be very kind to them to only do that. I don't even remember the score of that, but it was very bad. Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah. But, I mean, but you know, that tradition, it's too bad Nebraska and Oklahoma don't still play.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could have your whole Big Ten schedule. Why can't you have that one game there
don't
and
want
let them
to.
Keep playing?
Don't want to. Too tough. Don't need any more tough games. That means that you'd only get it at home every other year, too. Here's my thoughts on it. Playing at 11 o'clock the next morning is ludicrous. That should be reserved for the MAC, the WAC, the teams that don't get on national television. You can't tell me that the networks are making them play at 11 o'clock on Friday morning after Thanksgiving. Hate it. Absolutely hate it. They should play either Friday afternoon or Saturday. I don't, you know, the Friday thing's fine. That 2:30 thing on Friday, that's fine. I there's enough going on that you don't have to play at 11 in the morning on a Friday. I mean, look at the schedule. And now, with a lot more teams playing regular season games the following week, especially in the Big 12 now that they don't have a championship game, there's still all this time. Nebraska's got two bye weeks this year, and they're still playing at 11 a.m. on the Friday after Thanksgiving. That's my pet peeve with the whole thing. Folks, if you want tickets, season tickets, they're available, 3,000 of them, and you go to Huskers.com and fill out the form because this is for the new expansion at Memorial Stadium. So check that out at Huskers.com. And also, how about this? Shadron State gets to play in Jerry World, Jimmy. They get to play at Dallas Cowboys Stadium this September. Shadron State Eagles taking on West Texas A&M. It's part of a Lone Star Football Festival. And the Eagles open the season against Missouri University of Science Technology. And then it's a Thursday night game, actually, at Dallas Cowboys Stadium on September the 12th.
And how many games are being played that day? Do you know?
No, it does not say that. And I didn't care enough to look.
Hey, you know, you... yeah, there you go.
Shadron.
Hey, UNK played in Minnesota. Didn't they in the Dome one time? So, I believe UNK football, the last game of the season, one time played somebody. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's time now for our T&L Husker Recruiting Update. The Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. And National Letter of Intent signing day is this Wednesday. And we are joined from Big Red Report by Brian Munson through the Scout.com network. Brian, good morning once again. How's everything in Texas?
We're doing good down here. How's everything back in the motherland?
Well, the motherland is darn cold, but it's supposed to be a little bit nicer, and getting ready for the Super Bowl, and then, of course, everybody focusing on Wednesday. Let's take a look at what has been going on here with the Huskers. As we left you last week, Braylon Hurd was still up in the air. What do you make of all this Braylon Hurd thing? I mean, he's gone, but what do you make of it?
You know, if Nebraska asked him to make a position change again, then I understand the frustration by him and the indecisiveness, you know, I guess, to try to find a home for him and to move him around. I think it speaks a lot to his talents to be able to potentially switch back and forth between different positions at the college level. I think that says a lot about his versatility, his athleticism. That being said, I also appreciate the fact that he wanted to stick to his guns here and wants to play running back in college. I think there's a lot to be said about a guy who has the heart to say, look, you know, I want to play running back. I'm going to go find a place that's going to allow me to play running back. He's obviously a talented guy. I think that people are losing track of here a little bit the fact that he was behind Rex Burkhead, that Amir Abdullah had a great offseason, really improved a lot. And then also Braylon was unavailable a lot of last season because of a thigh contusion, I believe, is what was kind of holding him up, or a groin issue. So I think he's I think that for a third string guy getting as many carries as he did, and you know, getting 400 yards or some odd rushing, he had a solid year for a third string guy. I think he just needed a little more time, needed a little more available, and be a little bit better at pass protection and get on the field a little bit more for Nebraska.
Hey, why don't you comment a little bit about this? Drake Martinez. I think the listeners would really enjoy this story.
You know, Drake Martinez, I mean, obviously the name is the first thing that stands out to you. Little brother of Taylor Martinez. Drake is actually, I think, bigger than older brother. He's about 6'2", legitimate 6'2", about 190 pounds. He's from Laguna Beach High School out in California. Drake is not a quarterback. Plays primarily as a running back or a wide receiver on the offensive side of the football. And then kind of floats back and forth between safety and linebacker. I think he projects mostly to play safety at Nebraska, could potentially play some wide receiver, obviously has some special teams value. He has some real exciting film out there on YouTube where he's blocking kicks, where he's doing returns. The first thing that people will notice when you watch the film is that it's not a real high level of football in California, I think is what I would say. That he plays in. But that being said, you can obviously see the talent because he just dominates everybody at that level. I like him as a safety. I think he has a good build. Like he's a guy that you could find in two or three years at 225 pounds or so. He runs extremely well. He runs a lot like Taylor does. He's a 4.5 guy. And I think as a safety, he shows good instincts back there in the defensive secondary. But I also think what I like about him the most is he comes downhill real quick to support the run. And when he hits people, they go flying. He's a very violent hitter, and Nebraska needs a little bit more of that physical side, and obviously he's got the speed side to go back there and play the safety position.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Brian, you probably can't answer this, and maybe nobody can except Taylor and his family, but going back to the supposed rift that was between the Martinez family and maybe Coach Pelini or some of the coaches, are you surprised that Drake is coming to Nebraska, or was that just all overblown?
I think it was overblown. I think it's pretty much a conclusion here that both sides didn't act very properly. I think that you had a heat-of-the-moment situation. I think you had a curious party on the other side. And I think in the end, what happened there was an ironing out of process. You've got a situation there, obviously, that you have got a concerned parent or whatever, and a phone call or a text message takes place, and a message gets delivered to coach, and you're dodging bullets. And I was at College Station that night, and that was not a friendly environment. It was not a friendly environment on the football field. The refs were obviously not in Bo's favor. And I can understand at that point, the challenge of the game and the circumstances and the atmosphere getting a little bit better of it. So I think that situation got a little bit overblown. From what I can tell and what I have heard, and now Drake has not spoken to my site or me directly, but from talking to Coach Churchill out at Laguna Beach, Casey has been the one that's been all involved in this. So this is still, father and son wanting to get younger son to follow the older brother out there in Nebraska. So it seems like they're still very much in Nebraska's corner.
Yeah, Casey, the father, he did say, you named about four positions he was going to play, but Casey said he's going to play safety. You know what I mean? So I think you've hit that right on the head. That's probably his number one place where he looks like he might be able to fill in and maybe start as quick as possible.
Looks like a good kick returner too, right?
Yes, yeah. He sure does.
Brian, let's take a look at a couple of names that are still out there. You've put on your site and on your Twitter and all of your media outlets that Donald Gage, a wide receiver, might be a big name going out there for Nebraska, who lost the wide receiver this past week.
Donald Gage hosted the Nebraska coaches in home last night, and Nebraska was there till 10 o'clock. Now, what people don't realize here is that Donald Gage has had a lot of opportunities. A lot of schools have come forward since he committed to Houston and asked to get put back into the picture, get put back in the mix, take a visit. He actually started setting these visits up, and it got back to his parents that he was setting his trips up, and they made him cancel them. They said, no, you're going to stick by your commitment. Well, that was until Nebraska came and showed up with an offer about two weeks ago or so. Now, Dad, Donald Gage's father, is a huge Nebraska fan. Now, I'm not saying that was the only reason that got Nebraska put into this situation, or at least they're considering taking a visit, but I think it's helped out a lot. And I think the visit last night helped out a lot, because I honestly felt like there was a lot going against Nebraska based on the precedent that had been set by the parents to just stand by your commitment. This is part of the process. This is part of being mature. And now all of a sudden it seems like Nebraska at least has a chance to host this guy. This is a junior Olympian, a national champion when it comes to the long jump guys. He's going for a three-peat in the long jump in the state of Louisiana. It says a lot about his athleticism.
Latest, another name out there, offensive lineman Matt Finnan. Tell us about him, if I've got that right.
Yeah, Matt Finnan, offensive lineman, just got upgraded to a four-star by scout.com. Picks up a late offer from Ohio State. So Urban Meyer striking again. 2 weeks ago we're talking about James Clark and how James Clark hasn't even got on the plane yet in Omaha, and Ohio State's calling him. Well, Ohio State inquires about Matt Finnan late in the process, and Matt Finnan basically says, no, I'm done. I'm staying committed to Nebraska. And that's a huge thing for Nebraska. Nebraska needed to beef up that offensive tackle position, and Finnan's got a lot of beef. He's a 6'7" plus guy. You put him alongside David Neville, who's already on campus, the high school players. You get a high school guy, and you get some junior college talent there, and you really bring in a couple of nice bookend offensive tackles in this class.
Brian, what's next? There's short time here. What are you expecting between now and Wednesday?
Well, obviously we're watching the Gage situation pretty closely. He's going to have to make a decision probably by, end of the day, whether he wants to get out on Saturday or Sunday and make an abbreviated visit. But Nebraska still is on the hook with three visitors this weekend. First guy, Demaryius Mixon from Mesquite, Texas, defensive end, currently in Mesquite commitment. Now, something interesting about Mixon, he was supposed to host Nebraska yesterday. He actually went ahead and set up the official visit to Nebraska before even seeing the Nebraska coach yesterday. I think it's a very good sign for Nebraska that they're sitting very good with Mixon. Devin Scott, a guy that we broke on the site yesterday from Harvey, Louisiana, wide receiver committed to Louisiana Lafayette. Another guy that's wide receiver, 5'11", 180, fast guy, doesn't have a lot of offers that just blow your mind away. But if you watch the film, he's got speed. I think Nebraska wants to get back to, you know, being a track meet on that side of the football. And Devin Scott's a guy that can add something, you know, kind of like a James Clark or a Donald Gage, more explosive guy. And then Shaquille Vahey, I think is how you say his last name. I'm sorry, guys. I never asked him how to say his last name. I kind of slipped up on that one. Bethesda, Maryland, the Avalon School, is a private school, and he actually knows Marcus Newby out there from Quince Orchard out in Gaithersburg. This is a cornerback, 5'11", 180. Again, any part of his recruiting process saw him become very, very popular. Nebraska got there just at the right time, gets that official visit this weekend. I think Nebraska looks really good for that. I think Nebraska could go ahead and get five more guys potentially. You throw these three in there, you throw a guy like Gage in there potentially, with this thinking about it, Dwayne Johnson from Bel Air, Texas, Chongo Condolo still from Fresno Community College is still thinking about Nebraska. It's going to be fun watching it for the next, like, 4 days, because I think it's going to be very fluid still.
Hey, are there anybody that's wavering, anybody that you know that committed to Nebraska, but you think, oh, no, they're not coming for sure, or is there anybody that's, like, just 50-50 with some other university?
You know, I don't know about wavering anymore. We had a couple of scares that we were tracking down earlier in the week. Kevin Maurice, Orlando, defensive tackle. Supposedly Kentucky was making a late push on him. We have really yet to confirm that or talk to him or find out where that was really at. I don't think that that's going to happen, though. I think he's going to remain committed to Nebraska. I know Missouri was trying to make a late push with Malik Collins from Kansas City at the other defensive tackle. So you put both those guys together and you realize that you got only two defensive tackles in the class. That's pretty concerning. But I think Malik Collins, according to his coach anyway, he's going to remain a Nebraska Cornhusker. I know Ernest Suttles down in Tampa, Florida, the defensive end commitment, he was getting late interest from Tennessee, and Kentucky was also making a push there for him as well. But Suttles told me on Wednesday night, I believe, that he was 100% to Nebraska.
Well, Brian, that's a lot of great information. Two questions before we get you out of here. The Nebraska-Iowa series, they want to keep playing it on Friday. You have a thought on that one way or the other? I said I just hate it when they play at 11 in the morning. Otherwise, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me because I think Nebraska on TV can kind of almost pick their time still. But your thoughts is that you want to try and continue that Black Friday game?
You know, I like the Black Friday game. I prefer that 2:30 or 3 o'clock time slot instead of 11 o'clock. But I get it. It's a time and it's a day that comes after Thanksgiving where a lot of people are now getting that as a holiday off. I know that I am, you know, getting that day as a holiday off. So it's great to fill it with football. It's great to have it filled with the day of football that you're looking forward to watching, you know, with your team on TV. But I don't like the 11 o'clock time frame. I just never been a fan for that. It's typically a day sometimes that weather and temperature comes into play as well. And I think if you back it up to 2:30, that typically helps it warm up a little bit. And I think it just adds a little bit to it. You know, you just get a little bit later on in the day.
And finally, Super Bowl Sunday, who you got?
You know what? I have bounced back and forth with this one, guys. And I'm actually going to say I think Baltimore is going to win. There's something about it. I don't know if it's the Ray Lewis angle or what. I think Flacco is the part that's really impressed me the most. He's really stepped up to be that franchise quarterback. And I think that's gonna pay off a lot on Sunday. And I'm taking Baltimore to win outright.
That sounds outstanding. Brian, I know it's going to continue to be busy between now and, well, forever, but especially through Wednesday. Can we chat with you again next week?
We will talk to you guys. You guys want signing day? We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
That sounds outstanding. I'm marking you down for signing day. We'll get you in. We'll get you out. And of course, when signing day happens, it usually, unless a bomb drops, that's almost a relief. But Brian, hey, thanks for the time. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk with you next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
That's Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Our T&L recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. T&L Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L system. And to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing basic maintenance in the offseason will pay you back when that summer heat arrives. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. You going to make your prediction before we go to Vegas or after we talk to Jay Rude?
Because
he might sway you.
Probably sway me. You know what I mean? I'm going to wait for some really good information here.
That's right, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
She tells her friends you're a sweet guy. Prove it. This Valentine's Day, be her hero with the Valentine's Day bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Juicy heart-shaped pineapples and strawberries dipped in gourmet chocolate. To order the Valentine's Day bouquet, visit one of our locations. Call 1-877-DO-FRUIT or go to ediblearrangements.com. Gifts start at $29. To celebrate early, see our Valentine's specials like free delivery at ediblearrangements.com/sweet.
Edible Arrangements.
See website for details, prices, and store participation.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks in the clouds at times today. Southwest winds increasing to 10 to 20 with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight we could see some snow showers develop, partly to mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 28.
Don't you ever for a second get to thinking irreplaceable.
Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, yeah. Beyonce all weekend. Yeah. We talked about this earlier in the week, or was it last week even? Yeah, okay, so she lip-synced at the inauguration. Congratulations, ABC. You broke the story. Wow. That was so classy what she did yesterday. Okay, sang it live in front of all the reporters at her. Yes, the Super Bowl halftime entertainment has a press conference before Super Bowl Sunday. Crazy. But she sang part of the national anthem. Any questions? That's awesome. It was so awesome. So there you go. Don't forget, folks, if you're going to watch the Super Bowl, it does kick off at 5:30. You will eat. And Super Bowl specials are available every day at Troutman's Quality Meats. How about this? Just for the New Orleans Super Bowl, some special Andouille sausage, ham loaves, and fresh green onion brats. How about the fire-braised St. Louis-style ribs? They're seasoned and delicious to take home for you. Throw them in a crock pot with some barbecue sauce for a perfect finger food. They've got shrimp. They've got summer sausage. Oh, it is perfect for your Super Bowl buffet. And why not throw in some beer and wine for your Super Bowl party? And folks, any day, certified Angus steak and ground beef is there. Its quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days and USDA choice certified Angus beef every single day. But don't forget, do it right. Don't disappoint. Super Bowl, Troutman's, New Orleans special Andouille sausage, the ribs, the fresh green onion brats. Oh, is it time? Can we do it now? A little shrimp? All good. At Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. What do you got tonight? Where are you at?
Oh, Central Catholic is playing Lexington.
Yes.
Tomorrow I go to North Platte, and Fremont plays North Platte.
Okay, all right. There you go. You referees get yelled at a lot.
Oh, yeah, we do. I've been yelled at. This week probably was not as much fun as I'd had. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, tonight, again, folks, we will continue to follow the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament here on ESPN Radio. Tonight, it is the boys' semifinals, and all that action gets underway at the Vero Event Center at 6:15. The first game up will be Overton taking on Wilcox Hildreth, and then at 8 o'clock, Axtell will take on Elm Creek. It'll be the girls' semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic will take on Wood River at 6:15, and Centura will take on Ravenna at 8 o'clock, and we'll have those games for you. Then it's a quadruple header tomorrow. All four games from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament here on ESPN. All four from the Lou Platte on Classic Hits 98.9. Plus, the Twin Valley Conference Tournament has the girls' semifinals tonight and all four games tomorrow at Adams Central High School. UNK is home tonight. They take on Central Oklahoma. Hastings College is at Dort tomorrow, 12:30 KHAS. The Nebraska men will host 11th-ranked Ohio State tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And the women will host Minnesota Sunday at 2:05. And you can hear those games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM tonight. The Breeze has hockey, Tri-City at Des Moines at 7:05. And Amherst winning the Fort Kearney Conference Wrestling Tournament yesterday. Oh, wow, big shocker.
Do you know what the score was there?
301 points. I've never seen that many points scored ever.
They had 301. What was second place?
135.
Who was that?
Loomis Bertrand. Okay. And then the Mustangs came in third, SEM.
Yeah, good.
So there you go.
What SEM have? How many points did they have?
97.
97.
So there you go. That's what's happening. And tonight, one more wrestling note. Tonight is the final duel at the NU Coliseum. We talked all about the volleyball. Well, obviously, that's where the Husker wrestling team is. They take on a Michigan State team that they should defeat. And it's also senior night, and that means Kearney's Michael Klingensmith will be honored tonight, along with Josh Einen, Tyler Kane, Ridge Kelly, and Ross Grand. And also, Tom Osborne will serve as guest coach. That would be a good time tonight. 7 o'clock if you're going to Lincoln. Good atmosphere, and best of luck to the Huskers as they have their final home duel. And then they get the juggernaut one on February 10th at Iowa, the national duels, and then into the Big Ten championships and the postseason. So there you go.
I didn't even know if Tom Osborne knew that much about wrestling. Did you?
Probably doesn't.
Yeah. He's just going to...
Was that it?
Yeah, we're just going to. Standard, yeah. He's just going to.
I thought you had something.
No, he's just going to, yeah.
There'll be another presentation.
Yeah.
Good article by Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, today about Mark Manning and the good times that the wrestling team has also produced at the NU Coliseum. Well, which team will win the Super Bowl? Here's what the listeners have decided on ESPNSuperStation.com, where you can vote for our poll question every day and pick up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. 71% take the 49ers. 29% take the Ravens. I always kind of got there's no Baltimore connection here. There's no reason for Nebraska people to have a ball. I just knew there was a lot of 49er fans when you had Roger Craig and Tom Rathman and folks like that that played for the Niners and were very successful. So still a lot of 49er fans out there, but I am surprised that it was 71%. Today's poll question and for the weekend, what's your favorite part of the Super Bowl? The game, the commercials, the halftime show, the parties, or the prop bets? What's your favorite?
Well, the game and the prop bets, you know, I do enjoy some of the commercials. I mean, you know, some of those commercials are always really good and entertaining. I always liked the ones when they had, you remember those horses out there and they were playing that football game. I think it was a Budweiser commercial.
Yeah, Budweiser Clydesdales are awesome.
That's something else. That's kind of whoever came up with that idea, you know.
They've already, and believe it or not, but leaked. You know, intentionally leaked a couple of ads out there. Budweiser has another one with the Clydesdales. Budweiser always had some good ones. The frogs. And then I came across this yesterday. It was just, as they do, build up, hey, do you remember these? And these are the great ones. And here's Super Bowl commercial trivia. What up? What's up? What's up? Good Lord. I can't believe anyone could have ever forgotten about that, but I almost did and probably will again. But to discuss what's going on in Vegas with prop bets, the game, and a whole lot more, we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Here's Jay Rude from the MGM Mirage, vice president of the entire organization and, of course, vice mayor of the city. Jay, good morning again. How are you?
What's up?
I tell you,
big weekend.
I have to go back the next morning for a variety of reasons and rewatch those commercials so that we can talk about it on the show so that you remember all the good ones. How's Vegas right now? Are we hopping yet?
It's early here. It's 9:30, so that's like 6:30 in the Midwest, according to Vegas time. it's slowly rolling into shape right now. We will be jamming probably sometime a little north of noon, and that won't stop until kickoff. So we're really getting cranked up here. We're putting our best foot forward and polishing and shining everything up and getting ready for America's party. That's what this is all about.
Well, a regular flight usually rolls out of either the Tri-Cities or out of Lincoln or Omaha at about this time or in a couple of hours here. So folks are in their cars right now heading to the airport, heading your way. What do you got for them?
We've got over 250 prop bets available for him for this weekend. You know, with Captain K in the game, you know, his playing style lends a lot of prop ability to his rushing and how he's going to perform on the field. The two brothers, I think, is going to bring a lot of excitement. People are interested in see, if you know your coaching opponent intimately like these two do, if that's going to make a difference. The last time they got together, the game wasn't all that exciting. It was on a Thanksgiving. Maybe they were more interested in getting to dinner and not too creative with the play calling. But, I think this time around, there's going to be no holds barred between these two.
Well, a lot of fun out there. We got a George Strait concert tomorrow?
Yeah, there is George Strait at the MGM Grand. He's going to be playing. He's got, Reba McEntire with him. She's going to be over there. I think it's Reba McEntire. I could be wrong on that. But somebody is as equal as George is going to be co-performing with him. So all kinds of entertainment, world-class accommodations, at all of our resorts. We've got great shows. I think you could probably, if you're here just for the 3 or 4 days, easily eat at a different steakhouse by some celebrity that's on TV. You could probably do that for 3 weeks straight out here if you wanted to. But, this is definitely a bucket list weekend for lots of people. And what better excuse to leave a little bit of the cold weather behind and come out here and enjoy. It's not quite balmy, but it's about 60 or 65, so that'll work, I think.
We're talking with Jay Rude here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan for Super Bowl Sunday, where a lot of things, obviously the biggest day in Las Vegas as far as all the prop bets and the game itself. But it also brings out the novice bettors, and which makes all the guys smile at the ticket window when they come up there. What's some words of wisdom, Jay, for the folks that want to put some money on the Super Bowl and have no idea what they're doing?
Well, I always say it's a great entertainment experience. You've got the opportunity to come up and really make the game a little bit more exciting than it already is. You can come up and you can bet on who you think is going to score the first touchdown of the game. That's always the most exciting part of the game. You know, everyone that sort of sets the tone and dictates sort of how the game's going to unfold a little bit. So, you know, that's something that's exciting. You can cash a pretty decent ticket on that as well. I mean, we're offering Ray Lewis currently. If he scores, you know, the first touchdown of the game, somehow gets interception or fumble recovery and runs it in, we're going to pay 75-1 on that. One of the guys that's getting a lot of attention, of course, is Kaepernick. He's at 8-1 right now to score the first touchdown, and a lot of people are betting Dennis Pitta on the Baltimore side to score the first touchdown. He was 10, now he's down to 8. But, you know, I think the main thing to keep in mind is, you know, don't get go too overboard. You know, I mean, kind of stick to things that you know you feel good about. Don't push it. You know, if you don't know how the kicking game is going to unfold, you know, maybe you don't pay any attention to that. But you know, make sure that you have things that you can keep track of too. I mean, I know a lot of guys come out here and they just every sheet they start hitting 5, 6, 7 things on each sheet, which you know I love. That's great. But I mean, you're not able to watch the game. You got a fistful of tickets and you're shuffling through them almost every play, trying to figure out whether that was good or bad for you. And that seems like just a little too much work for me. I'd rather have a couple cold ones and watch a game unfold.
Hey, this is Jim Lang, and I've been out there a few times over the years. But one of the ones that I'm kind of interested in is it goes the total passing yards by Joe Flacco and total passing yards by Kaepernick. And they're given 50-1 if it's between 0 and 150 yards. You
right.
Know, I mean, that's what it seems like. To me, when I look at that, that looks like a pretty good price. You know what I mean? Because I know that it's mathematically been figured out that 300 yards is what they're probably going to get. But, I mean, what happens if a player goes down in the first quarter? You know, he doesn't finish the game. He gets injured. He can't participate. He can't play anymore. Or their team gets a nice lead, and they decide to start running the ball a little bit here. That 50-1 looks like it's a nice price. Make a comment on that for me, would you?
That is a definite factor, you know, injury or especially with these two defenses, you know, the way they can put a lick on guys. That's definitely an issue. Yeah, a lot of people feel the same way that you have been, and actually that prop bet, that price is down to 25-1 now. So
could I have it at 50-1?
Unfortunately not right now. I mean, that was you know, a lot of people did jump on that bandwagon. I mean, some people are thinking that, you know, that's the same thinking that you have. But, you know, historically, what we try and do is price these sort of things where they tend to fall. And actually, you know, Kaepernick, if you look at his last 5 or 6 games, he's gone anywhere from the 176-200 range, and he's hit every single range once in the last 5 or 6 games. So there is no trend with him as far as where he's actually, you know, as far as their play-calling trend or something like that, where he's putting it in. And, you know, of course, Flacco tends to be a little bit higher and has hit the 300 mark more often. Actually, Kaepernick, I don't think he has hit the 300 mark passing yards yet. But, and, you know, so he's spread out all over as well. I mean, obviously, he's more in the range of the 250 to the 300 mark is obviously the favorite to him. But, yeah, it's definitely a concern. And if that happens, you know, we're going to be paying out a few big tickets.
Right.
Every year, every time we talk with our friends in Las Vegas, and it's Jay Rue today, MGM, they have a couple that they like. What are a couple more that kind of stick out to you?
Well, you know, like last year when the grounding in the end zone caused the safety, and, you know, that was the first scoring play of the game. You know, that was you know, pretty detrimental to the books. I know all the books around town suffered, you know, a big loss on that one play. It actually decided about 4 propositions for us. You know, one being which will be the first scoring play of the game, which we were offering at 50-1 at that time. So there you go. That's a, you know, a classic example of a, you know, big payout on something that could happen. You know, not commonly, but you know, it happened. So we paid that out, which was we had a customer at MGM that had a $1,000 ticket on that. One of many, not $1,000, but one of many wagers that were to that wager. Also, you know, just will there be a safety in the game alone pays 7-1. And everybody, it seems like, you know, has a $10-$20 ticket on that, just as a, you know, a false safe sort of thing. So that was a severe one. And then that we also have a prop: what will be the first scoring play, either a field goal or a safety versus a touchdown? And the field goal safety is always a little bit of a dog. So and that gets played by the general public as well. So we kind of took a shot to the chin right off the bat last year, and you know, had to do some digging out, but overall it was pretty good. You know, and we got 250 props, so there's a few others that, you know, hopefully will go our way once in a while. But, you know, there's just a plethora of things that, you know, you can bet on how many fumbles will be lost, total field goals in a game. You know, we have a new prop this year that I put up that we're trying. What minute the first score in the third quarter will occur in, and we have it broken down, you know, from 14:59 down to 14 minutes, 13:59 down to 13, all the way to no score in the quarter, which is we had it at 20-1. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. So, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities, a lot of strategy that people do as well, too. And if it works, it's great, but if it doesn't, then all your eggs are kind of one basket. They sort of tie their wagers to the same thing. So, like, they'll go over on Flacco yards. They'll go over on the receiver yards for the Ravens. And a lot of times, if it works, it's great. But if it doesn't, sometimes it works against you. But that's some different strategy options out there.
I noticed also you had to pick the final score of the team. You know, the exact score. I noticed that the if the team would end up with 4 points, it's 8,000-1. you know, I don't want that. I mean, you know, 8,000. I think that's a little short. It should be maybe 20,000-1. You know, but
It should be. But my liability, you know, my computer only goes so high, and every $5 ticket shows $40,000 loser to that. So, you know, and there are a lot of people that like to have that ticket. You know, they just. It's like a souvenir sort of purchase.
Exactly, right. They'll bet the thing anyway, right. Hey, and the 50 or more points, you know, at 50-1, is that still there? Is that still at 50-1, or is that adjusted down a little bit now?
No, that's still available on the board. We've had a few takers, but not too many at this point.
Yeah.
You know, for it's there for the 49ers, and it is there for no, the Ravens as well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed that one. But, you know, I kind of think I'm like you when you talked about the defense maybe dominating and maybe with these two quarterbacks not being there, you know, as much, you know, everyday quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, they may not take some chances with, you know, some risky plays here early and just see if the other team will make a mistake.
Well, speaking of risky plays, Jimmy, what do you stay away from, Jay? I mean, what do you just don't do? What's the worst ones on the sheet?
Great
for you, bad for the better.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, the index ones are always good for us, but those are the ones that people like to bet because they get great value if they happen to hit it right. But, you know, they're hard to hit because there's so many options in there, you know, like total points scored in the game. You know, if you think it's going to be defensive, you know, you could go with the total points from 0 to 14, 15 to 21, and those are, you know, some pretty decent odds. You know, like if you think it's going to be fairly low scoring, like 17-16, kind of like I think it's going to be. You know, you get almost 3-1, which is not bad. If you think it's going to be ridiculously low scoring, like the first go around, you get 25-1. You know, if they end up with a, what was it, 11-6, I think it was, on that Thanksgiving game in Baltimore, you know, that's 25-1 if you only think 15-21 points are going to come and play.
Well, but, great stuff out there. Let's go ahead.
You know, fun with it and, you know, fire away and, you know, make sure that, you know, I mean, because the best thing about it is it's still entertainment. You make these plays. If you lose every single one of them, you know, which more than likely you're not going to, you're still going to have a great time probably. You're going to enjoy, you know, the atmosphere. But the best part is you can have a great time and we're going to pay you for it in the end possibly.
Jay, you ever met anybody that's lost every single one?
No,
I'll make sure and introduce myself next time
I'm out. Yeah, I mean, I think if you made 10 bets, it would be difficult to lose every single one. But if you do, I'd like to use that person as a consultant in the future.
I'll do what I can. Jimmy, one more?
Oh, I just had this marked before I even talked to you. But the three things I liked was I was going to bet the total points scored in the game, and I was taking 15-21, 22-28, and 29-35, all three of those, just hoping, you know, I'd be able to hit that area, you know.
You Dutch it a little bit. That's what they call Dutching it, and you're going to get like you're going to average it out to a certain price.
Yeah, about 8-1. But you hope you hit that 15-21. And if you're really correct, and you know, and a guy could just bet the under anyway and just, you know, play it at 11 to 10 too. So right,
Jay, or we have special propositions. You go under 44.5 and take plus $1.50 at this price.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there's much stuff out there, folks.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Check out their website, of course. Stop by any of the MGM properties, the Mirage, the Mandalay Bay, and so many more. And Jay, we haven't even really just touched on the actual game. The line's been pinballing back between 4 and 5. What is it at right now? And do you like where the line is?
Actually, we are at 3.5. But you got to pay a little bit of a premium if you like the 49ers. You got to lay $1.20 instead of the 11 to 10. But if you like the Ravens, you're getting plus 3.5 and even money. So every dollar wins you a dollar. So every dollar is working for you. Right now it's we're seeing some really good action. I anticipate that we could possibly see a statewide record-setting handle for this game. With the early indicators that we've seen so far, we could book upwards north of $95 million as a state to this game, which, worldwide with all the stuff that's everywhere around the world, that's, a drop in the bucket. But, it's vitally important for the state of Nevada. And, I think it's going to stay somewhere in that neighborhood. Right now we're trending about 7 out of every 10 bets are coming in on the 49ers. But occasionally we'll get a balancing bet on the Baltimore. That's pretty significant. That's keeping us in check and not moving us back up towards 4.
Yeah, remember,
we open 4.5.
Remember, folks, if 10 guys go up and bet $100 on the 49ers, and one guy goes up and bets $1,000 on Baltimore, that's exactly the same exact thing. Who do you like, Jay?
I've been giving out my prediction as it's hopeful, and I also think it's realistic a little bit. I think it's going to be 17-16, and I think. The K factor is going to come into play, and he's going to lead a scoring drive at the end, mostly with his legs, to put them ahead with a few seconds left on the clock. That's what my crystal ball is telling me.
Man, even the guests all week on the show are just right down the middle in their picks. Finally, you kind of touched on it. There's more than just Vegas wagering. There's internet. There's all that's going out there. What do you tell the people that come up, want to bet the coin toss or the color of the Gatorade or the length of the national anthem and things like that are out there but not always readily available in Vegas?
Yeah, we operate in an extremely controlled and regulated and tax environment, which is, what I would be a proponent for, that kind of structure for, wagering, if it were to become available to every American, that it would need to be under that. Because, if you're going offshore and you're betting with some of these places, you're really, really rolling the dice, not to be cliche, but, some of them are you may or may not get your money out. So, we have to do things that are relative to the field of play, things that are concrete, that come up in the box score, things that aren't predetermined by other folks prior to the unfolding of the process. The national anthem, if somebody wanted to string it along, they could, and that would be something that would be knowledgeable to a lot of folks. The production team and all that would know almost exactly how long it's going to go. Color of the Gatorade, obviously, that's pretty easy to fix if you wanted to, get that knowledge out there. But, then again, I don't believe they take too many very big wagers to that. It's, they keep it relatively small.
Well,
we're all about what happens on the field.
Exactly, and that's why we love them in Vegas. And, Jay, we always appreciate catching up with you. Thanks for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great Super Bowl Sunday and great Super Bowl weekend.
You guys do the same. Thanks. Always good talking to you.
Hey, thank you so much.
That is Jay Rood. He is the vice president of the race and sportsbook MGM Mirage and their entire properties in Las Vegas. Again, folks, stop by and see him if you go out to Vegas. See our friend Mike Perenio at the Mandalay Bay. And he is a Nebraska native. He always takes care of the Nebraskans, especially those that say that they heard all about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can hear all about the great deals as well and check them out for yourself at the Midway Auto Dealership on thinkmidway.com. If you can't quite get to their location at South 2nd Avenue and you want to be prepared before you do get there, you can get the online financing. You can check out all the deals. You can check out all the inventory at thinkmidway.com. You can even get special deals on Think Midway and their Facebook when you're going in for a tire rotation or some new tires or to get some maintenance work done on your vehicle. If you are looking for something, they've got 50 pre-owned vehicles under $10,000 right now. That's part of their over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock. If you're looking for for something new, try the new redesigned 2013 Chevy Malibu, up to $2,500 off from the manufacturer. Always something good with the great sales staff, the great maintenance department out at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Our Super Bowl predictions to wrap it up after this.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm a busy mom with three kids, and I know what it feels like to struggle with weight loss. Looking back, after my last baby, my weight really caught up with me. I can remember feeling overweight, unhappy, and I had no energy. I lost the weight, and years later, I've been able to keep it off. That struggle is why I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Reaffirm.
Try Reaffirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Reaffirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells.
And that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Reaffirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Boardman off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. And BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/BP America.
Love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steaming hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
It's so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh, oh my gosh, my legs.
Sunday, the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens square off in Super Bowl 47. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our Dial Global Sports crew from New Orleans for all the action. For the first time, brothers will coach against each other in the Super Bowl. Can Jim Harbaugh lead the Niners to their sixth NFL title? Or will John Harbaugh and the Ravens prevail? Tune in to find out. If it's Super Bowl 47, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see breaks in the clouds at times today. Southwest winds increasing to 10 to 20, with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight we could see some snow showers develop, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Big Dally's Deli. Always want to tell you when you dive it into the weekend, whether it's for lunch today, Saturday, Sunday, a snack anytime. You can get sandwiches for the whole crew, and they can all be different because Big Dally's Deli, located in Hastings at 810 West 2nd, 610 East South, and in Kearney on top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Get them your way with the cheese, the toppings, the dressings, whatever you need, the type of bread you want. Maybe you want a wrap. You want a wrap? Jimmy Langan rapping. You can get the meal deal. You can get it with a cookie, sodas, fruit cup, chips. It's all right there. Something to please everyone in your family at Big Dally's Deli, top of the hill in Kearney, and two locations in Hastings. So many great items. Let's see. How about today we have the number 29, roast pork dip. I just picked a number out of nowhere. Roast pork dip. I haven't even had the 29. Maybe I'm going to try that next time.
What's 22? Is 22 in there?
Well, Jimmy's going to pick 22 today. He's going to have chicken salad.
There you go.
There you go. Now it's time for our chicken picks of the Super Bowl, and you go first.
All right, well, I'm
going to is great right here.
I didn't know this was coming.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Langan doing the Super Bowl shuffle, people. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, I'm going to take the 49ers, and I think they're going to cover the spread also. I got them down 20-13. They're going to win 20-13. I was going to pick 62-35, which was the Pro Bowl score, but I think defense is going to take over a little bit here in this game.
Well, again, Jimmy, I don't know if you've heard, but on September 5th, when the Dallas Cowboys played the New York Giants, the first day of the NFL season, that day on this show, I picked Baltimore and San Francisco to be in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you've heard that. Randy Bushcutter told me that he's taking San Francisco as well. I thought he was going to pop in here at some time, but apparently he's taking a nap in his office. So he's got San Francisco in the Super Bowl. You've got San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Chris Berman, who I believe has Super Bowl San Francisco under ruse, picked Baltimore in his two-minute drill.
I just woke up. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to come in here. I just figured.
What do you got?
The producer. I'm actually a lot like Jim. I think it's going to be fairly low scoring. I think it's going to be a touchdown. I actually think Kaepernick's going to lead a drive late in the game, and they're going to win it. It was tied before. They'll win by a touchdown. I think they're better at almost every position slightly. So I do like the Niners.
It made me ill, and I can see why people say this. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco is way better than Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick has played 9 games, okay? Joe Flacco has definitely had 9 bad games in his career. Joe Flacco is way better than Colin Kaepernick, and that is Ray Rice is as good or better than Frank Gore, and I love Frank Gore, okay? So that's a push. The wide receivers, they're beat up. Randy Moss is the number 2 wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, and I love Moss. I think he'd be a good bet for the first touchdown of the ball game. Get that out, get it going.
Well, let me explain that. On the line, I think the Niners line is better than Oher. You know, the Smith boys are going to put a lot more pressure on Flacco.
Might be.
The new offense, and give them an offseason, they're going to figure out the pistol, but I don't think they've had enough time to do it. All this buildup about the Ravens team of destiny stuff, you take 2 weeks off, you got time for that to kind of cool down a little bit. I just really think that the Niners, at the positions that matter, because it depends on what your offensive and defensive lines do, not, running back, I can run through an open hole.
I think
slowly.
I think in this game, Baltimore has played 3 playoff games, San Francisco 2, if you want to put anything into that, but with 2 weeks, I think they're healed up. Baltimore has scored 24 more points in each one of those games. They are not the Atlanta Falcons. They will not get a 17-0 lead and blow it. The last time Baltimore was in a Super Bowl, they won it 34-7 over what everybody thought was the better team in the New York Giants. And I wouldn't be blown over if that was that kind of a game. But I, too, think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a great football game. I think it's going to be right around that number, Jimmy, of 47-49. Maybe not quite get there, but I think it's going to be darn close. And I'm going to take Baltimore as my official final score because I think San Francisco is going to be put in a position where they got to – God, can you imagine trotting David Akers out there and having him miss the Super Bowl game-winning field goal? I've been debating whether I want to go 24-20 or 24-23, and I'm going to go 24-20 because I think Kaepernick would have to lead him down for a touchdown. He throws a pick, probably to Ray Lewis, and that would be the way that this Super Bowl should end. So my official prediction, I pick Baltimore over San Francisco on the first day of the season, 24-20. I'll take Baltimore. So, Jeffrey, how did it all pan out? It was San Francisco or Baltimore was the...
You want to keep a tally here for me?
Okay, go ahead.
Sean Callahan picked the 49ers.
Okay.
Then Ron Buback picked the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Crickster picked Baltimore.
Okay.
Stu Pospisil, 49ers. Then Monty took the 49ers. Spencer took the 49ers. I took the Ravens. Shanley took the 49ers. Brian Munson took the Ravens. Jimmy took the Niners. Jay Rude took the Niners. Randy took the Niners. And you took Baltimore.
8-5 for our guests in favor of San Francisco. So that's kind of the national.
Yeah, that's about a national look at it right now. Yeah.
There you go. Everybody enjoy it. And God help you if they run out of chicken wings.
That means there's a lot of legs and thighs and breasts out there that's still
alive.
You can't say that on the radio.
Here's extra. We want to thank Jay Rood, Vice President of MGM Resorts in Las Vegas, for joining us on today's Duck and Daddy Show. Brian Munson of Big Red Report for joining us on the program today. On Monday, the game, the way it played out, if there were any calls that went one way or the other, the commercials, and then more as we get ready for National Letter of Intent signing day, plus a recap of the Huskers, the Lopers, the Broncos, the high school scene. It'll be a busy time as we get closer to the Heartland Hoops Classic next week. Tickets are still available, folks, so don't get shut out. Tickets still available in Grand Island as well, and you can get them at TM.
Yeah, and Doug, you know, I'll tell you what, I hope Baltimore wins because I want to be next to the guy that predicted it perfectly. The Quinnell is nice, but the Exacta, that's what you want.
That's the home run, and of course, I won't have a ticket on it. But anyway, we'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.